let's get started on Red Lens, Green Lens. Coach Dada had a family matter she had to take care of this morning, so she's not going to be on the call with us, but we'll be fine. We will rock and roll this. And we love doing Red Lens, Green Lens right before the holidays because, duh, red and green. So it's kind of become a tradition for this to be our last call of the year. And it is one of our very favorite coaching tools. The Red Lens, Green Lens actually refers back to, hi, Julia. I just saw Julia pop on. It refers back to two other coaching tools. And I'm going to talk about both of them today. So one is actually a definition, and that's characterization, and we're going to get to that in a second. It also refers back to the four boxes. And so what I'm going to do after I explain, after I review characterizations and I explain what the red lens and the green lens is, I'm also going to pull up some additional documents to show you how this ties into the four boxes. And we'll do, for those of you who are not conversant on the four boxes, I'll do a quick review of that too. So the red lens, green lens is powerful, not just in and of itself, but because it ties together some really important coaching principles and tools. So we're gonna start with a review of what a characterization is. And a characterization is based on the premise that seeing is not believing, believing is seeing. All right. Now, when you all set the arena, which is, again, another coaching tool, Red Lens, Green Lens ties in. When you all set the arena with your coach before every coaching session, you say, I am willing to systematically dismantle my structure of knowing. Right. Everyone always says yes to, am I willing to systematically dismantle my structure of knowing? So a structure of knowing is a belief or a thought or an opinion that we are very attached to and that we have a ton of evidence for, okay? So a characterization is a specific kind of structure of knowing, all right? A characterization is a structure of knowing that we have formed about another person. So it's not like a structure of knowing that we serve turkey on Thanksgiving. Okay. Or like in our family that we open our Christmas gifts Christmas Eve with the grandkids, right? A characterization is a structure of knowing that is specifically about another person. And even more specifically, it's negative and it points to their shortcomings. All right. So a characterization is essentially a negative collection of evidence that we have about another human being. And the problem with that is that once we've characterized someone, we no longer see them. If you're looking at your screen, you'll see that little screen door between the two people there. What happens when we characterize someone is that screen door is completely filled in with our evidence about that person. So we no longer see the person. We only see the evidence. All right? So what we want to do when we realize that we've characterized someone is recognize that we're not seeing the person anymore and that we're limiting the way that we interact with them. Because the problem with the characterization is we have so much negative evidence about this person that no matter what they do, we're going to see it through a negative light. All right? We're not going to be able to see anything good that this person does. So the way that that applies to the red lens, green lens is, in effect, the red lens is the way we see someone that we've characterized, all right? So pretend you put on a pair of glasses, and you can see it on the screen. You put on that pair of glasses, and they have red lenses. If you look through that pair of glasses, what color is everything going to look like? Everybody say red.
Red.
There you go, right? Does it mean that everything out there is actually red? That would be no, right? But that's what we're seeing because those are the lenses that we're looking through, right? That's where we go back to believing is seeing. Those red lenses are a metaphor for the belief that we have about that other person. So when we say that we are seeing someone through the red lens, what we are saying is this. We're saying the person I am with is damaged and has something wrong with them that needs to be fixed. We're saying that the person I am with does not have their own answers. And furthermore, the person I am with requires that I have their answers, and it's my job to fix them, right? Anybody out there do this? The person I am with is not committed to the matter of his or her own life, has no goals or dreams. And finally, and this is all a really big red flag for me, the person I am with is a drain on me, right? So when we're with somebody and we walk away going, oh my God, that was exhausting, right? We're seeing them through the red lens. Because here's the thing, the person is not exhausting. Everybody take that in. And I know we want to believe that the other person is exhausting. The person is not exhausting. How we see the person is exhausting. Because think about this, guys. How tiring is it to try to figure out someone else's answers? Right? How tiring is it to figure out what's wrong with someone and what we need to do to fix them? Right? Think about all of the mental and emotional energy that that takes. That's what's exhausting. That's what causes them to be a drain on me. Not them, but how I'm seeing them. All right? So seeing someone through the red lens takes a lot of energy. Now let's flip to the green lens. Okay? The green lens is now we have on our green pair of glasses. So you take off your red glasses and everything is look red. Now you put on your green glasses and all of a sudden, everything looks green, right? Now think about this. Nothing out there has changed. You're still looking at exactly what you were looking at before. But all of a sudden, because you changed your glasses, everything looks different. It's like a Christmas miracle. Right? This is such a fantastic illustration of the power of our beliefs, because our glasses and the color of our glasses determine what we see. When you switch from the red glasses to the green glasses, nothing outside of you has changed except the lens through which you're seeing it. The first time that I learned that, it kind of blew my mind. Right? Because I was sure that people were changing around me. And what I realized was it was the way I was seeing them that was changing. When we change our lens, we change the filter through which evidence gets in. And all of a sudden, all that green stuff that was out there, and by the way, that has always been out there, we're finally able to see because we changed our lens. All right. So, and when I pull up the slides of the four boxes, you'll see that even more clearly. But here's your conclusions when you're seeing through the green lens. Green lens is the person I am with is a hero on a hero's journey, and they are whole and complete. Right? You might notice that is radically different from there's something wrong with them and they need to be fixed. Okay. The person I am with has all their own answers. So right away, this view of this person is much less exhausting because we're not trying to figure out their answers, right? They already have them. We don't have to figure them out. This person has goals and dreams and wants to make a difference, right? And remember, with the green lens, it doesn't mean that we're always necessarily showing up this way, right? But it's the truth of who we are, all right? Because sometimes people will say to me, well, clearly that person doesn't want to make a difference, right? So right away, you know you're seeing them through the red lens, right? Because think about it, guys. There are days that we show up as not wanting to make a difference. There are days that we show up as cranky and off our card, right? Not demonstrating our standards of integrity. It doesn't mean that in our hero's hearts, we don't want to make a difference, right? The next criteria, the person I am with is a contribution to me in some way. Now, this is sometimes a sticking point for folks because they're like, how on earth is this person a contribution to me, right? especially if this person is really cranky or really negative or really is actually showing a lack of integrity, how can that be a contribution to me in some way? Well, early on in my career, I learned that I can learn just as much from people and what not to do as what to do, right? And if I'm learning from someone how not to be or what not to do, they're contributing to me. They're contributing to my growth. They're contributing to my learning, right? Sometimes they're contributing to me because this person is causing me to show more compassion, right? Or this person is causing me to show courage, to have a courageous conversation, even though I'm really uncomfortable having that conversation. So part of the power of being willing to see people through the green lens, which means we're basically dismantling our characterization of them, is that it really requires us to get on our card, to demonstrate our standards of integrity, to get very clear what our life's intentions are, and to ask myself, am I interacting with this person in a way that is causing me to demonstrate my standards of integrity, that is causing me to bring one of my most heartfelt life's intentions into physical reality? And then finally, when I see someone through the green lens, I see that this person I am with deserves that I interact with them with dignity and respect, which is the way I want to be treated, right? So we have a little homage to the golden rule here in the green lens. So let me flip back to this screen for just a second. The red lens view is all about me, right? It's my life looking at their life and drawing conclusions. Notice how many monkey mind symptoms are demonstrated in that one sentence, right? Comparison, victim, martyr. There's all sorts of monkey mind symptoms that come up when we're seeing people through the red lens. The green lens requires less effort in that we don't have to be the solution. And it moves us into that heart of compassion. Now, the other sticking point sometimes with when people start studying this tool, seeing someone through the green lens does not mean that we ignore or enable truly bad behavior. Okay? In fact, if we are enabling inappropriate behavior, we're seeing them through the red lens. Think about that. We're seeing that they're not capable, right? They're not capable of having a courageous conversation, or that they're not capable about getting back on their card. And here's the thing, guys, everybody has a card, whether they've done the exercise or not. We all have a standards of integrity card, whether we've done the exercise or not. All right. And you can bet when someone's being cranky, or exhibiting inappropriate behavior, they're off their card, right? So it's not about enabling that. It's about shifting our focus, making sure we're on our card, and really observing, how am I acting in the presence of this behavior, all right? This is the red lens, green lens, in a very real sense, is really the culmination of so many of these coaching tools. And so the culmination of so much of our focus of waking up, right? This is about waking up. Now, I've focused more interpersonally on this call, but think about how you can apply this in your business, right? If you have a buyer or a seller that you're working with, and you're seeing them through the red lens, right? What you're going to be seeing are the problems they're creating, or how difficult they are to work with, right? Or how it doesn't matter how much you do, I just can't please these people, they're never happy, right? So you're seeing them through the red lens, you're gathering all sorts of evidence about how difficult they are. But how could you shift what you're seeing if you put on your green glasses? How could you see them differently instead of a problem or a pain in your butt, right? Don't they know how hard you work, right? Don't they know how hard you're working for them and all the negotiating you're doing for them? And you've shown them 100 houses, which, by the way, you shouldn't be doing, but that's a whole other call, right? we'll get Mike and Donna in on that call, right? So what if you could shift how you're seeing them and put on your green lens? Instead of seeing them as a problem, you might see that they're contributing to you in some way, right? Maybe how they're showing up is causing you to be more patient. Maybe it's causing you to be more thorough. Maybe it's causing you to be more compassionate. Maybe it's causing you to have those courageous conversations that you need to have, right? Maybe you're seeing through your work with this particular buyer or seller, or it could be a vendor. Maybe it's your mortgage broker. Maybe it's your lender. Maybe it's your favorite inspection guy or gal, right? This does not just have to be a buyer or seller. It can be anyone that you're working with in your business, right? Maybe when you put the green lens on, you see that the negative experience you're having with them is because you don't have a specific system in place. Maybe they're showing you that you dropped a ball somewhere and that you need to create a new system. All right. So when we stop seeing that there's something wrong with them that needs to be fixed and that they're a pain in our butt, which is, by the way, all red lens evidence, and we start seeing, we ask ourselves the question, how can I shift the how I'm seeing this person so that they become a contribution to me? All right. How can I shift? So let me switch screens here for a second. And I'm going to bring up the four boxes. So here's the four boxes. Real quick, the box that you see all the red in, that's box one. That's the conclusion box, right? Box two is the evidence box. Box three in the bottom right-hand corner is the how am I going to show up around this person. Box four is how will this person show up around me, right? And it goes back up to confirm our conclusion. So every one of those statements that we made about the red lens in and of itself is a separate conclusion. Like we could just take away the bottom four. We could just have in there, they are broken and need to be fixed, right? So think of a person that you are currently struggling with. It's the holidays, I'm sure you can come up with someone, right? So just with that one piece of that one conclusion, they're broken and need to be fixed, right? Picture in your mind this person you're struggling with. It can be personal or business. And then ask yourself, so what kind of evidence am I going to be gathering if I have that conclusion in my box one, right? Now think of the second conclusion. They don't have their own answers. All right, same person. What kind of evidence am I going to be gathering about this person? If I have in my box one, they don't have their own answers. How difficult is that going to be? I have their answers and it's my job to show them. All right, might you be a little condescending or patronizing or critical or bossy? Right? Just ask yourself, what kind of evidence am I going to be gathering about this person? And how is that evidence going to cause me to show up? They're not fully committed to the matter of their life. They are a drain on me. Right? If you have all five of these in here, like I do, just for the purposes of our example, man, you're going to have a ton of evidence about this person. And all of that evidence is going to cause you to show up in your box three, and I'm guessing is someone you wouldn't even want to be around, right? And then how is that person going to show up around you? Might they feel disrespected, right? Might they feel patronized? Might they behave a little, resentfully? Might they be cranky around you, right? And of course, and this is the vicious cycle, right? All of the way they're showing up is just going to confirm your conclusion about them. But it's your conclusion that got the ball rolling. All right? So just think about that evidence that you're gathering about this person. Now, here we go with a whole different set of four boxes. In this one, we have in our box one, they are a hero, whole and complete. What kind of evidence are you going to be gathering? They have their own answers. What kind of evidence are you going to be gathering? They want to make a difference in their life. What kind of evidence are you going to be gathering? They are a contribution to me right now. What kind of evidence are you going to be gathering? And I interact with them in the way I want to be treated, with dignity and respect. Right? Think about it. What kind of evidence are you going to be gathering? Now, let's go down to box three. With those conclusions and all that evidence, how are you going to be showing up around this person? You might be showing up as supportive, compassionate, empowering, courageous, truthful, honoring of their journey. You know, I had someone say to me one time, I can see everyone through the green lens except my parents and my kids. I'm like, well, so who is everyone else, right? You know, it's so important that we don't differentiate who we're going to see through the green lens, right? And I think the nuclear family correlation is the reason it's sometimes difficult to take off the red lenses and put on the green lenses is because we tend to have more evidence. We've gathered more evidence around our nuclear family, right? And sometimes even our extended family. So that's the other reason we like to do the red lens, green lens right before the holidays, or right in the heart of the holidays, because sometimes the holidays are not as joyous as they could be, because we're seeing the people we love the most through the red lens. And what would it look like? What would it look like to see them through the green lens? Right? So another way to look at the red lens and the green lens is when we're seeing someone through the red lens, we're being codependent. That's one of the very few psychological terms that we use in this model, because this model is an ontological model. It's not psychological, but it applies so perfectly to seeing someone through the red lens, right? We're being codependent and enabling, which is not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not powerful. It's not empowering. It's not productive, right? And it causes suffering for both us and those that we're seeing through the red lens. The green lens is when we see someone, when we have on our green glasses and we're seeing them through the green lens, we're being truly supportive, right? So sometimes when we're being truly supportive, we help people keep their promises. Remember, success is doing what you said you would do consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace, correct? So in other words, success is keeping our promises consciously. Another reframe of that. Well, when we're seeing someone through the green lens, we're going to help them keep their promises. We're not going to make excuses for them. We're not going to enable them to not keep their promise, to not do what they said they're going to do. We're going to gently yet firmly, as I like to share with my clients, help them to keep their promises. So notice that the green lens is how your coaches see you. Right? Think about that. The green lens is how we see each other and all of you. That's why when you get on your call and you haven't done your authentic action, we support you in doing it. We don't let you off the hook, metaphorically speaking, right? Because we see that you are capable of doing it. We see that you've looked, seen, and told the truth and created that authentic action. And so seeing you through the green lens, we're going to support you in keeping your promise and taking that action. Okay? So that is the red lens and the green lens. Any questions about the red lens or the green lens? Any comments? Any monkey mind around the red lens and the green lens? All right. So I will be sending out all of these PDFs with the recording this morning. And if you have any questions, as always, please do not hesitate to reach out to me through email or through our closed Facebook group. I would be happy to have a conversation if there's any confusion around this, or if there's any monkey mind around this, or if you would like support in practicing seeing everyone this year through the green lens. All right? Thanks for being on the call, guys. My pleasure. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And make sure you are on the call in January. The first Monday call in January is our wonderful setting our intention in our white stone ceremony, which is probably one of the most powerful calls of the year. You should have all gotten your boxes by now from headquarters. If you have not received your little box here, let me show you what mine looks like. There you go. If you have not received your box from your Coaching Matters Central, please make sure that you reach out to the girls in the office and let them know that you did not get your box, because you should have all gotten it by now. And make sure you have that in front of you for that call. All right? So have a very happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.